and just find a posture that's upright but not rigid, so that your body is both alert and also that you're able to let go of any unnecessary tension. You can either keep your eyes open or closed. It really isn't important. What's important here is that you remain awake and able to practice. Just allow your arms and legs to be held down by gravity. Let your hands rest on your lap or on the arms of your chair. And just allow your feet to be supported by the floor. And then very gently, become aware of the sensation of the breath in your body. Connecting to this wave-like flow of breath in your belly or your chest or your nostrils or just your whole body, wherever it's easiest for you to feel. Just allowing the breath to move with its own rhythm as you follow it. And be aware of the space around you, this physical space in front of you and behind you. The space to your right and left, above you and below you, and having a sense that your attention is filling this space all around you. Maybe noticing the sounds in the space that are around you. So in this practice, we're going to be cultivating loving kindness, or you can just call it kindness. And it's kind of a friendship practice. It's an intention to have an open heart that is supportive and gentle. To wish to anyone, other people or animals or ourselves, to be cared for, loved, and to be safe. So let's start by bringing to mind a time in your life where you experienced a sense of kindness, warmth, or connection with another person or being. Could be that you felt kindness towards another person, or that you felt that person's warmth and love directed towards you. Either one is fine. Maybe you recall the unconditional love you felt in the eyes of a beloved pet. Or maybe it's something simple, like recalling someone with whom you shared a nice warm cup of tea, and the way you felt in that moment. Maybe you recall a moment of fondness towards a young child, or a teacher or neighbor who smiled warmly whenever they saw you. You might remember a time when you've been generous to another person, or when someone else was kind to you. And it's okay if you don't actually feel warmth as you recall this person or animal. It just matters that you choose someone or a situation that warmed your heart in the past, even if just for a moment. Allow yourself to imagine that experience or feeling sense of being in that moment. See if you can picture this person or animal's eyes during that moment when they warmed your heart. What does their face look like? And what do they sound like? And as you remember this experience, notice how it feels in your body. See if you can notice what's happening in your body with an attitude of curiosity as you engage in this practice of loving kindness. And next, bring to mind the image of someone you care about. You have warm feelings towards or feel a positive connection to. And ideally, you'll pick somebody where the relationship feels relatively simple and uncomplicated, where the feelings just come easily, even if they're not strong at the moment. And the basic idea is just to find someone you already have warm feelings towards. And as best as you can, try and imagine or sense that person in your mind's eye. You might imagine that you're with that person like a guardian angel as they go about their daily activities. Or you might imagine that they're here with you right now. Now we're going to begin to wish this being well by extending words of kindness to them. I'm going to offer you a few phrases as guidance, and you can either use these phrases or choose words to express your own wishes of love or kindness towards this being. So now, using these phrases or ones of your own choosing, just simply and silently repeat to yourself. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And again, while you say these phrases, allow yourself to connect with the intention that they express. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And once again, extending wishes of kindness and warmth towards this person that you really care about. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Now you can gradually let the image of that person or being fade away. And now, being attentive to what is present to you as you sit here in this space where you are, appreciating the sounds around you, the air touching your skin. And just appreciating that you've been doing something skillful in the past few moments. that you've been consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness and friendliness towards others. Noticing once more the feeling of your body in this chair. Resting here with any feelings of warmth or kindness that may have emerged. And if your eyes were closed, when you're ready, you can open them and return your attention back to the room.